Audio, por favor, para el video.
August 15, Afghan women are under systematic discrimination and abuses. The de facto regime banned women from all political, economical, and civil rights. They issued 27 decrees that prohibited laws, policies, and institutions which protect women's rights. They dissolved Ministry of Women Affairs and Eva Court and Attorney, and replaced it with the Ministry of Virtue and Vice with the mandate of imposing discriminative gender policies. These actions enhanced the discrimination against women and their exclusion from all public sphere. Currently, around 1 million girls are prevented from completing secondary education. Nearly all female employers are prohibited from governmental institutions. Over 600,000 widow lead households are stymied from working and receiving money. This suppressive situation causes a systematic gender exclusion, ignorance, and extremism. Its impact is evident with the increase in poverty, mass migration, and violence. In response to this, when women protested, they were arrested, tortured, and family were threatened to prevent them from participating in civil movements. The solution requires a collective commitment and presence to an action to ensure women's rights are first in every discussion and decision on Afghanistan. We call on UN to support our work on expanding mechanisms to ensure monitoring and investigation of human rights. At the end, once again, we renew our commitment to working with the partners, support any effort to promote and protect women's rights in Afghanistan.